party not till I was like in high school. And my parents were gone, obviously, so I shouldn't call it a boy-girl party. It sounds kind of lame. I threw a party at my parents' house. But like, there was like, it was a boy-girl party. But there was like, I remember the parents would just do that. And it's like,
yeah,
why are you setting this environment up?
We'd all just get hand jobs and fingers.
Yes, dude.
That's the whole point of the party is you'd go into a back room and finger a girl.
I just want you getting fingered in my house where it's safe.
You'd be in my room. Yeah, you'd be next to like a fucking water heater just like huddled against it, just getting a hand job in a fucking basement.
Those were the days, though.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a beautiful thing to like.
No, it's disgusting.
Like, it's time I have a bunch of children have sex in my house. Yeah.
Something's coming out of it. A new strain is coming out of it. It is a real wet market. It's literally, it's all evil KFC employees gather. Evil KFC employees gather and are like, we should do acid and spit on each other and piss. Oh, I fucking threw up on a girl.
Oh, my girlfriend passed out again. Fuck.
It is. I knew Steve was going to be face down, ass up into some pussy that
night. Yes.
I knew he was going to be on his knees eating pussy that night.
Dude, do you really? Do you fucking keep your ass in the air?
No, I don't keep my ass in the air, flat. You idiot. I can throw it above the side of the bed.
Do you lay flat?
What?
Sniper on your
no,
bed.
No, no, no,
you
no,
don't
no.
Lay flat, grind it in the bed and go.
Oh my god.
Is that
god.
What you do?
You go a little hard? Yeah, I go.
Oh my god.
No, you lay down that. Flat?
To eat pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Oh, really?
It depends.
How else?
Do you do one leg
side
up or do you both?
Oh,
legs
you kneel.
Straight?
You pray to God.
Yeah,
I've done that. That's not. There's nothing wrong with
you
that.
You get on your knees on the side of the bed.
Yes, because then you.
What if it's a really low bed?
You could pop up and
stick it out, and then go back down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This man's a sex demon.
He is a sex demon. So you pop up, stick it in, and then go, ooh, I want a taste of that. I want to get back down.
Holy
there.
Fuck.
He fucks
he's,
and then
you're
eats
awesome,
again.
Dude.
What's that? Yeah. You got to get that rhythm
feeder,
of like,
dude,
you get
are
it going.
A pig in the trough.
I love it, dude. I love it. Get in there, Steve. That's how you should. You fuck like a R&B singer from the 90s.
Like on wood floors. That would fucking kill my knees, dude. That doesn't hurt your
knees.
Knees
some carpet. You need
carpet. You lay down. You're a prepared lover. You lay down on a blanket or
sometimes
a pillow.
Sometimes I'll throw a pillow down. Sometimes no.
Wow. Yeah.
Sometimes no. Sometimes you say we're getting
part, the pain is part of the pleasure. The pain just on his knees
take care
is part of the pleasure.
So
also,
he
the moment
was
that
all
worked,
day
yeah.
Just
yeah,
like,
I knew he was going to perform.
You're going to think of me. And he was like, blah, 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 blah. Like, good Lord. Because obviously I was going to. And then when it was over, I came out of the bathroom and I out loud was like, yes. And she was like, what? I was like, oh, I just, then I told her what happened. And
he
I didn't think of it at all.
While he was in the bath. He didn't think of it during the feeding. He was lost in the feeding.
That's right.
Shut up.
The feeding.
He was
But yeah, I had like bought in Vaseline because it was summertime. I had chafing and like my ass was all chafed up. And I'm like, I'll take this back to the spot, get my ass in order. And I was just driving with the Vaz and I was like, I'm going to
scoop that Vaz.
Scoop the Vaz and just beat off in my Lumina.
I was around that age. I was driving back from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Turnpike. Hit a rest stop.
Got that road hit.
Just jacked off at a rest stop.
In the car, but
pulled
at the,
over.
At the
I
rest
pulled
stop.
Over. I was reasonable. Yeah, I'm
getting the foot on the pedal, bro.
Did you jizz?
Yeah.
Nice.
Me too.
Yeah, I did right up into my shirt. And I was like, God damn it. And I was just like, all right, I'll figure this out later. what do you want me to do?
Well, I had the idea because I found a condom in my car while I was driving to like Syracuse. I was like, oh, I'm going to like get really close to nothing. Then I'm going to put this condom on and finish in the condom and then just whip it out the window and like, no evidence at all.
No.
But then I couldn't find the condom when I was about to finish. So I was like,
you raw dogged it?
Yeah. And then I landed it like on my hand. And then I didn't have anything to do with it. In retrospect, I should have just put my hand out the window and let the wind take care of it, you know?
True.
Like the hand dryer at the
so what'd you do with it?
I like wiped it on the dashboard of my car. And little did I know it would never come off. It was there for like years after that.
Just a nut.
It was really embarrassing.
No one would believe
did you trade
that was
that
not
car
on the dashboard.
That was my mom's Buick Regal that she gave me. And honestly, it was such a piece of shit by that point that it was almost like it just kind of blended in with all the other abrasions on the interior of the car.
Measy, I know you've hit a fucking driving jack off.
Yeah. Yeah. I was driving from South Carolina to Philly. And when I just I almost crashed. I like knocked my key out of the ignition. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
I'm in Rome. It is very beautiful here.
Oh no.
And then like, he's like with long hair playing guitar and shit. But then he would talk about coming in these ladies. And it's all just lesbians. It's all just Dutch lesbians.
What?
That are like, he is very good. I hire him to come in my pussies. His semen is very strong. They're very excited about how strong this guy's jizz is.
Whoa.
It's pretty great. Then it turns out he's a freak that loves impregnating. Dude, he would jack off in a cup. They would drive to his house, take the cup, keep it between their legs to keep the sperm warm, drive home and turkey baste it in.
Why do you have a baster parlor in his house?
Eventually it just leads to him being like,
let me just do it.
I'll just do it. It'll be our secret. I won't tell anyone else. And he was basing lesbians in fucking Holland.
That's crazy.
One lady was driving home and was like, I got lost. The sperm's going to die. I'm just going to do it right here. She pulled over, took a syringe of this guy's jizz and injected it under like a fucking bridge. It's like, dude.
He's like, I'm telling you, you try not to masturbate. Like, just try to like channel all that energy. I know you're going to be alone. It's hard. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I swear to God, I'm going to do it. I walked through the airport, the Austin airport, and I saw five pussies in Lululemon pants. Like I saw the outline of five full vaginas, and I jerked off at the reception desk. I checked in and just started cranking it.
A studio apartment in Queens. This is towards the end of my first run in New York before I moved home to Philly and did comedy. I was doing a lot of blow. My brother had like got engaged and moved out of the apartment that we lived, and I was by myself, and it was bad. I was working at this place. I was doing blow. And maybe like 6 months in, it was like a nice little apartment on the first floor. Just been redone, had all stuff in there, was making a go of it. I got bed bugs, and I had to throw out everything in my apartment, every single thing in my apartment. So I had a blow-up mattress that was like my bed, like in the corner. Like I had like a comforter and shit on this thing after I cleaned it all out.
Easy sitting over there going.
And I had a yoga ball for my computer where I would fucking sit there, do blow, jerk off, all that kind of stuff. You know, the norm.
Yeah.
And I had this hooker over there one night and fucking, I was smoking. We're watching porn, obviously, and all that kind of stuff.
Obviously, that's what you do when you get a hooker.
And I was smoking a cigarette and I was naked and I was probably covered in like olive oil or Vaseline or something. Completely naked.
Yeah. You were ready for sex.
And,
go in the oven at 350 for an hour. Poke some holes in them and let them sweat, baby.
Now you just want to heat him up. He's fully cooked. And I just put my cigarette down and it popped the fucking yoga ball. And I just fucking. And I remember she started laughing at me. And she had like a deviated septum. So she was like, like just snorting and laughing at me. And man, I'm sorry about that.
It's the funny. I mean, sitting there bouncing, smoking a cigarette. Yeah, I knew we were going to talk about cum and jacking off.
I know.
What did your parents ever catch you having sex in the house with anybody?
No.
I got caught sucking boobs in like 7th grade.
Really?
That's pretty cool, though, that age.
That was pretty sick.
Yeah.
My dad walked down in his underwear, and he's like, whoa, Jesus Christ. And I had like a Flyers jacket unzipped and open, just going, sucking boobs. Dad went, oh, God, and just walked. He just left.
Who was this bruiser wearing a fucking Flyers starter jacket?
That's crazy.
Did you pick her up outside the Spectrum?
Yeah.
She was an 8th grader.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Finally, we can brag about it. Yeah, it was an 8th grader's boobs I was sucking on. I hope no one clips this.
I know. I like how you did it like that, too. Opened it up. I mean,
took a while, man. Watching the movie slowly. Watching Jurassic Park slowly. Just like...
Yeah.
Time is a long zipper.
You got
to pull it over.
It was an all the way zip down. It was a full zip down. Yeah. Just threw a pullover. It'd been crazy.
It's a good scenario.
Popping a titty out of the top.
Sounds
back
nice.
To a few good men.
Someone's done it before.
Yeah. It would have been good. It was really fun.
I heard when you went down one of the speed slides, your penis went up your butt. You're going so fast and you liked it.
Who told you that?
Your girlfriend told us you popped it. You popped in your own butt.
She said you pied yourself on the speed slide.
Self-pied on the slide.
Well, that was a good invention. There,
is it a 16-year-old boy had to pull you out of yourself? Yeah, yeah.
He was starting a lawnmower. He's struggling. He's just ripping that thing out.
He had to push down your nipples like the primer just to get you ready.
Is that true?
Well,
did your penis fly into your butt while you were going down a slip and slide and you came in your own butt?
Yeah,
that, and a 16-year-old boy had to pull it out, prime your nipples. Yeah. Is that true?
That's, yeah, I wasn't going to mention it, but that did happen.
Your girlfriend told us that.
Well, I'll have to talk to her about that.
You're going to have a talk with her.
I'm going to have a stern talk with her.
You can't keep telling people about the time my penis went in my butt. When I came in my own butt at the slip and slide.
Just hitting the water right as you come in your butt.
Now that's what they can say. You do. Let's get out and do sexual interpretive dance. Yes, when I was much smaller, but then I think
a stripper.
I attempted to. Back then, it was called lingerie modeling, and I was in college, and I answered an ad to model. You modeled a lingerie, and then the guys. It was in a bar tavern type situation in
this
Chicago.
Is a trick.
It's a true story.
No, I mean a trick. This is to get girls to...
No, You go in, we put on the lingerie, we model it, and the guy who buys it, you're supposed to strip it off for him.
What?
You know, but God lets you know what you can't do, and I wasn't good at it, so I was doing all the Fred Sanford. I was making people laugh. You know, hood do that. You funny. You need to put your clothes on to go home, but you funny.
That's awesome.
You know, so...
Like,
you were out buzzing around.
Doggy, I was trying to fucking touch as many people as possible. Like, I was hooking up. I was single for a lot of the pandemic. So
yeah,
what was
that like? I'm curious about that.
Nobody was trying to hook up. So it was like, girls were like, really? You're down? I was like, yeah, come on. Let's go. We can fucking, we get a bus to ourselves today.
Take the mega bus. It's going to be awesome.
Wait, were there dudes that were like scared of pussy during the pandemic?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people. It was almost, there was a lot of shaming going on. So if you were going out and you were like part of like the normal New York or LA crowd, people were like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why are you not staying home?
That can't be a crime.
No way. I told you, as long as you're not tricking them, man. Trafficking is when you trick or intimidate.
That would have felt like a trick, though. I was like, come down here. It's good for comedy. Next thing you know, Simon Rex is going deep in your ass.
You just selling him to all your famous friends.
Simon Rex is plowing LeMaire.
Smoking jacket. Which, you know, I didn't know what the fuck those things were until I looked it up. They're like those like big robes that guys would put on so they could smoke cigars and not stink like a cigar.
Oh, I didn't even understand that was why.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I had to look it up because I was like, why do people wear these things? But his uncle, who was a notorious pussy man, was like, yo, I'm gifting you my smoking jacket. So he would like... He would like get hoes all the time, and he'd like put on his Uncle Alfred, his Uncle Adler's smoking jacket. And then it was actually kind of like, it was like the best thing that could have possibly happened to it. But if he got in like a high profile scandal because he was being tapped by, I think the Reagan administration or Nick, I think it was Reagan, was like tapping him to be in like the cabinet. And the whole time he had like a 23-year-old girlfriend that put up an apartment on the side. It's all in his memoir. And he,
come on, man.
He had like the smoking jacket. He called it his love nest. He had a little love nest, dude.
Oh man,
crazy, dude.
I don't think we've got any pussy men in my family. Do you have any pussy men?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. I think that's a weird guy to have in your family.
A pussy man?
A pussy man in your family?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if we have. I mean, shit.
I have an Uncle Tian. He has a bunch of kids.
You might be looking at the McCusker representative. No, not like that. He was on another level.
You got a little love nest.
I don't have
you a got love. A secret love no, nest in Austin.
I don't. My love nest is it's my hotel room is by myself.
Tony Angelo's apartment. I keep him up there. I keep him in the secret closet. Shane's bitch girlfriend's here. Get her the fuck out of here.
Yeah, the guy that made Space Jam was trying to. He take a 15-year-old out for pizza?
Yeah, it was something wild where he just like took this girl out for pizza. Like, yeah, what are you doing here? He's like, just eating pizza. What do you mean? Yeah. just out to eat pizza.
What?
Yeah, they fucked
Vitaly?
Him up.
You know Vitaly?
No.
He's like Vitaly and the bodybuilder podcaster dude, Bradley Martin, fucking sat Bradley down Martin, next to him and was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, just eating pizza.
What the fuck does it look like?
The 15-year-old girl. And it's like, dude, it's in the middle of the restaurant. I would have like a fucking, what's that movie I just fucked up? It's not I Am Sam. It's the other one.
Rain Man.
Rain Man freak out going on the plane. If you bust me at that, I'd just start smacking my face and go, I would claim insanity immediately.
Raymond doesn't like the bathtub.
Yeah. Wapner's on his
head. Yeah, he wasn't like surprised. He was like, what do you?
He was kind of like, it was like a disturbance to him.
Yeah.
Like, what do you like? If I came up and you were talking to like a hot chick at the bar, I was like, yo, Matt, like, how's your girlfriend? Like, it was like that kind of face where it's like,
yeah,
right, dude, you're kind of blowing up my spot right now. I have a fucking super hot 15-year-old next to you. Right,
kill yourself. Yeah. He hit him with the Indian guys on To Catch a Predator.
What?
When they're just like, what are you doing? Man. And they're like, what the fuck does it look like?
Yeah.
Clearly trying to get a girl.
To have sex. Get the fuck out of here.
You never cranked
I've
it?
I've never cranked it, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
I just don't do it. I do it a different way. And I bet you that has implications on me mentally. And like, I'm just like a different guy because of it.
I think you're better off, though.
Yeah.
Because there is something gay about like gripping your member and like,
yeah,
you know, you're just.
I'm different and I'm just built. I just, that's the way I roll. And then I shoot into my belly button and you know, it's kind of just like whatever, dude.
Have you ever got caught? Ever got walked in on?
I got walked in on. My mom caught me once. That was bad. I never forget. She was walking in from the local pizzeria and she had brought me like mozzarella sticks and a chicken bacon ranch slice. And she had it like on like, she's the dude until I moved down to my mom's house in my mid 20s. And when I was literally like 24 years old, she would bring me food on a New York Yankees like dinner tray.
That's
like
awesome,
she would just give
dude.
It to, and like it had like this setup where I would just like lay on my bed and it was like a little table. And she had that New York Yankees baseball tray with the food on. And I was just rubbing it.
And you're in there. Just
yeah. I was like, and she literally, she went like this and she was like, just slammed my door and she was like, your food's outside the door in the hallway. So I had to get it like a fucking inmate, just like, you know, and then
once the kid, I feel like you almost want there to be a kid as a result of the affair. That way it kind of softens, because then it's like,
yeah,
what are we going to do? Don't fucking punish this kid.
It's what it is. And it's also like, here's the thing. I forgot if it was Giannis or Joe DeRosa. Somebody said something to me. Was like, you know, you go out, you have unprotected sex with a girl, you do the crime, you do the time. What's going to happen now is your sentence is 2 to 25 days. In 2 to 25 days, a disease will pop up or a baby will pop up. or a girl will pop up being crazy. So you do your sentence. And if you can get through a month, if you can get through a lunar month with no
that's
issues.
That's what they revolve around.
That's what they say. So you do the crime, you do the time. You're not going to get out of this scot-free.
Yeah.
You did the crime. So now it's time to do the time. You got to do the time. And so that's how we'd kind of just calm DeRosa down. Like he was like, all right. I'm doing my time. And then he would text us like, all right, I'm out. I'm free, baby.
Things that, I mean.
You walked in on it?
I didn't walk in on it the one time, but like the only thing I ever like walked in on was like him dry off in her in the kitchen.
What the fuck?
Was she on the
she
counter?
Was on the phone.
He was being funny.
And then he was like, yeah. And then I turned her, and then I was like,
wait,
oh
was
my
she
God.
Getting reaching down and
yeah.
dog eat her?
And he had a leg up on the counter. And then I was like, oh my God. And then he turned around and his face was beat red. He goes, what? It's natural. And I was like, but there's just so many times where he'd be like,
my kids are going to see that.
He'd be like,
if a girl bends down, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting in there.
Oh,
you go. It's fun.
It is fun. He was receiving nutrients.
Yeah. Ew, you are a fucking vampire, dude. You're pussy fucking vampire. Nosferatu.
Yeah, Muff Juice Nosferatu.
You need your nutrients. Dude. You need to get your vitamins. Your vitamin P. So you eat your vitamins on your knees. You stand up. You dip your dick in. You go
don't
back.
Don't say dip your dick in.
You dip your dick in. You check the oil. You go back out.
You're mocking this like
it's awesome, dude. Yeah,
I support it. It's just funny that you do it.
It is.
You understand?
But I love that. He's a sexually liberated man.
Totally sexually liberated. I'm the opposite. I'm totally repressed.
Yeah. Are you Jewish, right?
Yeah, yeah. He has culturally,
no.
Yeah. Love that.
Culturally, yeah.
Respect, dude. I grew up Greek Orthodox, but I'm godless as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's, but even a little early religion will repress you no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's probably a good thing.
To stay repressed?
I think, to at least as a kid get a little repression there.
I don't know. A little bit.
I don't like, I
then
don't,
you got somewhere to grow.
The kids jacking off and being like, I'm going to hell.
Yes.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
But if you're like, what am I doing to this woman? If I'm losing myself in eating her pussy every day.
Sounds awesome. That's cool.
It sounds nice. I wish I could do it, but I'm saying it's nice to know that there is a line and a limit where I'm not going to stand up, stick my dick in, put the pillow back on the ground, and go back down to munching.
That sounds cool, dude. Imagine losing yourself.
But just the
idea
that you had a plan. The idea that you had a plan.
Because it's
no, he envies you, Steve. If she likes it. Steve, he envies you, Steve.
I do.
He envies you.
Yeah. I envy your ability. Now, do you ever... You ever hit a CP and then go, ooh, it's feeding time again?
No.
Have you considered it?
No.
Have you ever?
Nothing's making me wrong with it. No.
Have you ever tasted your own?
No.
That is next level.
I know you've tasted it. You never licked it off.
Ew. Chicken tenders, but none of his own cum.
Just pulling the cum apart.
I'll only eat this part.
Have you seen me do that?
Yeah, everybody's seen you eat. You're like a fucking praying. You're like a praying mantis. It's crazy.
You're gonna be so mad when my top comes off because
what? You're ripped.
I've been working on my core.
Awesome.
I don't like the way I said that either. But you said but
what?
Well, I regret saying all
no,
this.
No,
I'd like to hear.
No. Oh, I just saw myself today in the mirror. I was changing. I was like, Shane's going to be pissed at me when it comes time to.
When you wrote yourself in for taking your shirt off. So you
did I write that?
So you lifted your abs.
I didn't write that.
I'm excited for it.
All right. Tell me after. I don't remember what it is now. No spoilers. We got a great season, the tire season too.
Yeah, it's good.
It actually is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I love the part where you wrote in you eating pussy and we're showing it. Yeah. We're showing it Vincent Gallo, Brown Bunny style. You're getting your dick sucked on
the
screen.
The whole season is just Steve eating pussy.
Like a tight close up.
The whole fucking 12 straight hours. Steve. Occasionally he talks to the camera. We wrote dialogue. He'll pop up and go, now that's good.
Delicious.
Now that's good eating. And he has one line of show and you got to guess. It's a fun. It's a thriller. You never know what he's going to say.
It's like Fleabag. Turn actually down the barrel of the camera.
And I know nobody likes this. I'm just going to say very quick. You are so good in it, Stav.
Oh,
you're so good. Stop it.
We
truly can't wait for everybody to see it.
No, dude, we're fucking. Let's suck our, not to suck our own dicks, but this is everybody's. I'm surprised we're all good actors. Honestly, it doesn't make any sense. Everyone's. What I do like is that it's an ugly ass show, and we're all surprisingly good actors. Like, there's no sexy motherfuckers. You know, you below the neckline. That's what's also awesome about you is that, look, face-wise, it's a wild thing you got going on. You're like a young grandpa. You know what I mean? You've got a twinkle.
This is so mean.
You've got a twinkle in your eye.
Thank you, Shane.
No, you got a twinkle in your eye.
You got big doe eyes. I like that.
They're beautiful eyes, but I'm saying you have an interesting juxtaposition that then when you, that's the second time I said that, you got an interesting mix. And then when you take the titties out and you're ripped, that's even better.
It's weird. Yeah.
I think that's good though. You're talking to a guy whose whole thing is dazzle camouflage, confusing women into not understanding what's going on so that they'll fuck with me. You know what I mean? There's so much going on. They're like, something's interesting.
If God didn't smite you with that arthritis, you'd be you'd be a demon.
He needed to nerf you.
He did.
God needed to nerf you because you'd be fucking.
You'd be a problem.
In what way?
Think of what you do to pussy.
All right.
Think of the disastrous things you do.
Yeah. You wouldn't be doing this show.
No.
You wouldn't be.
No?
No.
Or you definitely wouldn't be. You wouldn't
be selling rims to get pussy in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you'd be doing heroin. You'd be selling
your spinners. Fucking get a blowjob from a heroin addict.
Yeah, you'd honestly just be a successful small businessman that lived for pussy. Mm. You know? Which nothing wrong. By some metrics, that's sort of what I am as well. I'm a podcaster, you know, I sell, and all I do is try and fuck, but, you know, it's awesome, dude.
Yeah. What were you doing before tires?
You mean like for work?
Yeah.
I was working for my brother.
Did you have a long term?
As a paralegal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. I mean, my brother, Gerben Law Firm, best boss I've ever had. I love him so much.
Hell yeah, dude.
And yeah, I was doing that. And he was, I mean, I worked for him for 16 years. And like I said, still do to some degree. But he was so supportive of any time I would do something. He would give me time off. And then, yeah.
You were a paralegal?
Yeah.
Me too, brother.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm a fellow legal professional. Yeah.
What were you doing?
Pre-law?
Dude, I didn't even grad. Like, I didn't technically get my degree from UMBC. I left with 2 language credits. And they were like, oh, you're
going to. Is one of them fucking Greek?
Dude, I could have taken a test to get out of it. And I was like, so what happened is they let me walk because they were like, oh, you'll get these in the summer. And I was like, sure. And then I walked and my mom saw me walk and I was like, that's what I went to fucking college for.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about a diploma. So I didn't have a diploma. And then my friend was like, I work at this law firm. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to say I have my degree. See what happens. Didn't check. Turns out they didn't check because they were a completely unethical law firm. Yeah. That was like, that like literally like 2 years later, one of the partners blew his brains out in the parking lot because he was embezzling and shit.
That's kind of funny because you ever see that, like, there's a comedy sketch where they take the sticker. You know how Vans have stickers with their families on?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, I like it. It's funny to take off, like, Goldstein, Schmidt. And
Yeah. Take out Schneider.
Goldstein. Schneider's out.
Yeah. And it was a fucking foreclosure law firm. And I didn't know that. And when I got there, I was like, well, I'm not helping these assholes take people's homes. So I just was like, I'm just not going to work and see how long it takes them to fire me. It took them a year, dude. I just had a job. I mean, and it was
that
awesome.
One guy had a lot going on.
Yeah.
He wasn't really worried. Yeah. Maybe that's what did it. Maybe he was like, holy shit, this guy forged his resume.
Losing so much money.
Gotta have principles.
It was such a fucked up place.
What did paralegals do?
I was supposed to set hearing dates. That was my whole thing. I was essentially a very specific secretary.
What did you do, Gerben?
So it was a trademark law firm. So like I would do the trademark searches and then fill out the report. Then you give it to the attorneys. And then
they get all the fucking credit. You were doing all the grunt work.
Yeah,
I think that's what paralegals do. Yeah, like all the grunt work.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think of becoming a lawyer?
Like very briefly, but I was so bad.
Your goal was to remain... Apparently,
no, it was to try and
eventually get a law degree.
No, it was to try and do something in the entertainment business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I also had like a 1.4 GPA from Drexel.
Oh, yeah. Damn,
dude. Yo, I forgot you're
stupid.
You're
a terrible student. Yeah, he's dumb as shit.
He's smart.
Dude. Oh, we talked about this.
I guess that's like the old Simpsons joke about Milhouse where someone calls him a nerd and he's like, I'm not a nerd. Nerds are smart. Just appearing nerd coded but being fucking dumb. Yeah. It's awesome.
Having a 1.4?
1.4 at Drexel, bro.
Might have been a 1.7, but it was definitly... Yeah.
What did you
it was
fail?
The end of my scholastic career, unfortunately. Yeah.
What was the, like, do you remember any, like, particular scholastic failures?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, all of them. Because we talked about it last time. I first went to George Washington. I fell out of there. I went to Delco Community College.
Delco Community College? Hey.
And
classes are tough.
Delivered mail. Then worked for my dad at the business.
Delivered mail?
Yeah. You were a mailman?
Yeah, yeah.
Briefly. Isn't that hard? To do.
Yeah.
Isn't that hard to like get
into? Especially because my vision was really, really bad at the time. And so
everybody's getting mail. Everyone's getting
mail. And the issue was I was like, I forget what they call, but it wasn't like I had a mail route. It was like I filled in for whoever was sick.
Oh.
So it was always new route. It was
auxiliary
just,
mailman, dude. Yeah, utility
casual
player.
Carrier was the term. Casual carrier.
Sounds like AIDS.
Yeah.
Did you have like a jeweler's glass to read the address?
No, I had like 3D glasses that I constantly like put on and take off. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Casual care really, it does sound like the Johnny Appleseed of AIDS. Going from fucking public bathroom to public bathroom, hitting up Craigslist. Just fucking
hey, Beyonce is taking her clothes off.
Yeah,
commercial. I've never seen this commercial.
Ooh.
In front of children. Damn. That's good to have sex and then kids.
Okay.
Confuse fucking. Everybody.
Dude, fucking repressed Catholic. Dude, let's show those titties off.
How old is she now? 45. I have no idea.
That was my guess, too. That's close. The number that popped into my head.
You were more of a pervert than I thought, dude.
No, you know what? Actually, hold on.
I don't know how old Beyonce is.